Hey, where are you going?
I gotta get home.
America, it's time to come home.
It's time to come home.
By bringing common sense back into the nonsense. Welcome to Common Sense Coalition Talk Radio, where America comes home.
Get on home.
Down this dirt road, you're going to find determination and grit, opinions that matter, and a big old helping of good discernment. And now, the woman that wishes the D.C. occupiers would stop making her use her mom voice.
Do not make me come down there.
Here's your host and the voice of common sense, Beth Ann.
And I welcome you today to CNC Talk Radio. It's my honor, my privilege, and my pleasure to be here with you today. We're going to go straight to the Lord in prayer. So much to cover. And I feel like I'm letting you down on one side of the coin, but I'm going to explain to you what's going on, and I will make it up to you. And before we get started with the prayer even, our website is back up. We think, mostly. Rudy gave me a little sneer. So he's just now getting podcasts up that we couldn't put up all week long. So he's just now getting those up. And so you hang in there and say a prayer for us, because these things are rough. It's just kind of rough to deal with. Let's go to the Lord in prayer. And as I am going to the Lord in prayer, I'm thinking of Nineveh today. And you'll figure it out pretty soon. And I am concerned about our country. And maybe I'm more concerned about our country and less concerned about people. And that would be a sin. Because I think God's more concerned about the individual American, than he is about America as a whole. Not that he's not concerned about that, but it's the souls of each one. And I think sometimes we tend to overlook that because we don't like them, maybe because of their evilness. So let's think about that when we go to the Lord in prayer. For such a time as this, O most gracious Heavenly Father, we praise you for the great I am that you are, the great God who loves all and hates evil. We praise you, Father, and we thank you. We thank you that you do love us all in spite of our shortcomings, in spite of our sins. Father, may we be a people. May we be a nation. May I be a woman of repentance. Evil in our land, has it been by our own hands, Father? Let us no longer ignore or return or turn the other cheek when we see evil, but to stand for your righteousness. Our evil is as great as Nineveh, maybe greater, if that's even possible. But may we also be as Nineveh and turn from the wickedness and come to you, O God. I beg for your protection over your children as we try to do and go down that path you would have us to go. I ask your protection around Donald Trump. I ask your protection around those who are being held hostages around the world, but especially in Israel and Hamas and Gaza. Father, I pray for the J6 prisoners who are being held unjustly. And the more we see, the more we know something went terribly wrong that day. But it wasn't an accident. And Father, I pray for Peter Navarro, as he is also a political prisoner. And he's being held on misdemeanors in a prison that has hardened criminals. I pray for his protection. Grant us courage, Father. May we not run away and hide as Jonah did. Let us have compassion on those who need you. And may we be that beacon of love and hope for them. We knock at your door and beseech your compassion, O God, from your treasury. By your grace, absolve our debts that we may worship and sing praises to you like the Ninevites did. Let us beseech you, God, and cries to pass away wrath from us. Oh, come forth, all you people, and let us kneel down to worship our God. Those were the words of a king. For such a time as this, I pray, in Jesus' name, amen. So as Rudy was asking me, what is the teaser for the day? I said, tell me what you want, what you really, really want. Because as I was going through the news, I was just reading all kinds of stuff. How do we, the people, the true majority of Americans, view our nation? What is it we expect from our government, air quotes, and its officials? Do we really care what Bill Maher and Katie Couric have to say or what they think? They are obviously very full of themselves, and they are a persona of evil. I've been thumbing my nose. I've been thumbing through the news all week. And I know we haven't quite finished our study on the candidates, but we will. I promise you we will. Beside putting aside what the candidates stand for, perhaps, America, we should think, what is it we stand for? If it is all about politics, then it ceases to be about liberty, freedom, independence, life, liberty, the pursuit of happiness, property, and prosperity. That is all put aside if it's all about politics. So tell me, America, tell me what you want, what you really, really want. Rudy's over here doing a little dance. Is America as evil as Nineveh? I think we need to think about this as we say this cute little song cliche, tell me what you want, what you really, really want. I don't know the rest of the song. I didn't listen to those folks, but a list of Nineveh's sins, they plotted against God. Do we see people in America doing that today? I mean, the Democrat Party that booed God, want to remove him from In God We Trust on our currency. Well, actually, they just want to remove our currency these days. They want to remove the word God in our Pledge of Allegiance. Idolatry. What are we worshiping here in this country? Are we worshiping the earth? Is that what climate change is all about? Are we worshiping wealth? Vile behavior. When we see the trans, these men, these drag queens, going to children's libraries, is that not vile behavior? Shedding blood, lying and plundering. We see lying all the time, and the shedding of blood in the abortion industry and enslaving nations. I thought, well, are we really enslaving nations? But what is it we do when we go to these unending wars? Presumption and cruelty. Are we not a cruel nation these days with what we want to do with abortion? How we want to maim our children, our youth, lie to them and tell them you can have a surgery and be this or that? Bill Maher and Katie Couric, they really aren't that important to me, but maybe they should be. They are lost. Anti-disestablishmentarianism came to mind when I listened to Katie Couric talk about us establishment haters. Do you remember that word? It was a lot of fun when we were kids. Anti-establishmentarianism. Because you'd ask your friend, your girlfriend, What's the longest word in the dictionary? Do you know the longest word in the dictionary? And at that time, maybe it's changed by now, I don't know. But at that time, it was anti-disestablishmentarianism. Anti-establishmentarianism. I think it's supposed to be anti-disestablishmentarianism, but I don't know. Do you know what it means? I think I'm one of them. And I'm kind of proud of it. You're listening to CSE Talk Radio. This is Beth Ann. We're going to talk about Bill Maher and Katie Couric just a little bit. We're going to talk about Mike Johnson quite a bit. And then I want to talk about, tell me what you want, what you really, really want in this nation we call America. We'll be right back.
Mm-hmm.
Daniel Turner, founder and executive director of Power the Future, agrees that America is blessed with an abundance of reliable energy sources. Our natural resources are the lifeblood of our nation and have made our nation prosperous. Rural America is the heart of production in this nation. Our food, manufacturing, trucking, and yes, our energy. Power the Future promotes jobs in rural America, specifically our energy jobs. These jobs are all under attack. Wealthy radicals like Tom Steyer and George Soros promised to break the nation's energy independence. Their beloved Green New Deal attacks all that is good in this nation. Our food, our land, our jobs, our families, and of course, our gassy cows. Power the Future is fighting for you, rural America. Join them. Visit PowerTheFuture.com. See the latest news and donate to those who are fighting for you. PowerTheFuture.com. Power the Future is fighting to keep America's lights on. Hi, this is Beth Ann. The inventor and CEO of MyPillow is always looking for ways to solve everyday problems. Have you ever picked up a towel set because it felt so soft in the store, but then when you got it home and tried to use it, it wasn't absorbent at all? That's why MyPillow has developed the MyPillow towels. Towels that work. I know, it's mind-blowing. Towels that actually will dry you. They're debuting the MyPillow six-piece towel set that includes two bath towels, two hand towels, and two washcloths. They come in a variety of colors, and right now you can buy one and get one free with the promo code BethAnn. Go to MyPillow.com now and click on the Radio Listener Special. MyPillow products come with a 10-year warranty with their 60-day money-back guarantee. To get your buy one, get one free MyPillow towel set, go to MyPillow.com, click on the Radio Listener Special, and enter promo code BethAnn, or call 1-800-978-6168. That's MyPillow.com, and the promo code is BethAnn.
Hear ye, hear ye. Read all about it. The American Crisis Continues. In her new book, The American Crisis Continues, Beth Ann elaborates on the crises America faces today. Invasion at the border, insurrections, lawlessness, climate change, and the cry for democracy. These are the times that try men's souls. Thomas Paine's words continue to speak to Americans today. We the people once again find ourselves under tyranny. In The American Crisis Continues, you'll glean wisdom from our founding fathers and an understanding why belief in Creator God is the foundation of this nation. Liberty is always in the hands of the people, but first, it must be a longing and a lust within their hearts. The American Crisis Continues is a must-read. Order your copy today at csctalkradio.com or amazon.com.
And we have returned. You're listening to CSC Talk Radio. This is Beth Ann. Well, I did a little research again as we were in a commercial break, and it was, when we were kids, it was anti-disestablishmentarianism. We didn't know what it meant, but I looked it up, and I know what it means now. And that was an opposition to the disestablishment of the Church of England. In other words, having a state church, and they were against that. But anti-establishmentarianism is a policy of attitude that views a nation's power structure as corrupt, repressive, exploitive. Do you think that defines America today in our politics and how things are going down? Like I said, it was a fun word. We made fun of it when we were kids. But it talks about a policy or attitude that views a nation's power structure as corrupt, repressive, and exploitive. So are you an establishment hater, as Katie Couric accused all of the MAGA people, conservatives in America? I say I am. I am anti-establishment, the way it is established right now. Because our government has grown so gargantuan that it has forgotten we the people. So we have Bill Barr and Katie Couric, and they're having this little chit-chat on his podcast or show or whatever it is. And she needs to not drink and talk. That's what I'm saying. And she kept slipping farther down in her chair. But they demean the population, and they want to get rid of us. They really don't like us. It seems to be the opinion of the left. And so, therefore, I am. And the left are running this country right now. I am anti-establishmentarianism. I believe I am an anti-establishment person. So let's talk about Katie Couric and Bill Maher for just a little bit. And Bill Maher, we're going to get into the abortion issue. And Katie's along board with that. She's fine with it. But Katie Couric, I looked it up last night. She's worth $110 million. She makes $10 million a year to sit there and tell you that MAGA people are just jealous. We're just jealous of the intellectuals. No, we laugh at you. We're not jealous of you, Katie. You're a hoot, woman. But you're a dishonest person. Do you remember when Katie, she didn't like the way the one interview went? I can't remember what the interview was or which it was, but I remember that it was a big deal that she edited that part out of her little segment there, so nobody could see it. She's dishonest. They're all dishonest. But it reminded me of the song, and I can't remember who did this song, but it's "I'm Just Like You, Except I'm Prettier." And it shows the good girls and the bad girls, and the bad girls are dressed in black. Looks like they're at a prom or homecoming dance or something. And the good girls are all in their nice little frilly dresses. And of course, this is like back in the 50s or so, 60s. And the song goes on about, "I'm just like you, only prettier." And that's what I thought of when Katie Couric was saying, "Oh, they're just jealous of us intellectuals. We're not able to think, folks. You and I out here in rural America, we don't have a brain and we don't have all our teeth and we just don't know what's going on." And Katie Couric is a fool. And she looked the fool. And they sit there and act like they're all so much better than the rest of us. And it's really kind of sad when you stop and think about it. Because Katie Couric and Bill Maher, they're not happy people. They're not full of joy. They're full of hate. Hate for people they think that we're jealous of them? No. No, Katie, I'm not jealous of you. I don't have $110 million. I don't get $10 million a year. I don't even get 10 bucks a year from the show. But I have a beautiful family, and you don't. I don't know if she has children or not. I shouldn't have said that. I don't know. She's not a spring chicken anymore. Maybe that's what's bothering her. But she shouldn't drink and speak, and she really and truly looked the fool. But she says we're all anti-intellectuals. And we're anti-establishment. You know, I'm not really anti-intellectual, but it has been my observation that the smarter and the more education some people get, the less common sense they have. The less they allow common sense to rule. You know, they can't logic. Their logic is completely crazy. It's very crooked. I don't know how else to put it. So Bill Maher, in talking about abortion, he tells the truth of the left. If you can't give him anything else, you got to give him that. He told the truth. Yeah, it's murder. We know it's murder, and I'm okay with that. And that made me think of Nineveh. They're okay with murder. They're okay with sacrificing children and babies. They're okay with it. He said there's 8 billion people in the world. 80 billion. Well, I remember what he told me. I don't remember what he said. So, we're not going to miss you. And I'm thinking, if they really, 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 really think we're overpopulated, maybe they should go first to save the planet. Because you know what? If it's crowded where you are, this is a quote. I'm not thinking this up on my own. This was when I used to listen to Ken Hovind, Dr. Dino. He said, if it's really crowded where you are, move. I just went through the country here from mid-Missouri down to the East Coast, South Carolina. And you know what? There's a lot of country. A lot of beautiful country. And there were houses for sale. Small towns. There were cities. I told my husband, you know, I came from Kansas City, moved down in the middle of my freshman year to Jamestown, Missouri. A little bitty town, only had 200 and some people in it. I think it's up to 400 now. I'm not sure. From Raytown, Missouri. It was a culture shock, to say the least. But I'm so glad. I would not live in the city unless I absolutely had to. I love it in the country. I love the small town. I love the fact, although it's not as good as it used to be, that you could go out at night, take a walk. I don't know that I would do that as much these days. There's still drugs and such going on, even in the small towns. But if it's crowded where you are, then move. But he admitted, Bill Maher admitted it, abortion is murder. And this is coming from LifeSite News. They're addressing what he said. He said first he recognizes it as murder. And they also say in this article that we, you and I, who are anti-abortion, we need to tell the truth about abortion and stop thinking we're hurting people's feelings. It says, first, he told the truth that it is murder. Second, he recognizes that the only credible position against abortion is to oppose all abortions. And see, that was something that I had against Trump and Carrie Lake here lately, because they were upset at Arizona because the Arizona Supreme Court, and maybe I don't understand the whole gist of this, but they went way back to Civil War, pre-Civil War, and the only reason to have an abortion is the life of the mother. And they said that went too far, because that Trump thinks it should be for rape and incest, and there's one other, life of the mother, rape and incest. But if we're for life, then shouldn't it be about life? Shouldn't it be about that life regardless of how that life came to be at conception? Now, I'm not judging any woman who's been raped and has this burden. But there have been many who did have abortion. And there have been those who have given birth to the child that was conceived during such a horrific time, such a violent act. It says, third, he admits that pro-abortion lobbies are lying when they say pro-lifers are hating women. Well, of course we don't hate women. We want to help them. And that's one thing I love about the Vitae Foundation. Because they don't point your finger at you and say, you did a bad thing. They say, let us help you. Let us help you. And showing them an ultrasound of this child. Oh, one of the commercials that's on now that I just absolutely adore. She said, I made the decision I had that baby, and she's amazing. We need to stand up for life and not be Nineveh. We'll be right back.
Are you satisfied with the benefit you get from expensive nutritional supplements that contain less than 12 minerals? You can't get much help from 8 or 10 minerals if your body needs 60 minerals every day. The nutritional product Immuno 150 is an incredible supplement that contains 70 plant-derived colloidal minerals plus 80 additional nutrients. This whole month's supply of 150 incredible ingredients is available for $59.95. Immuno 150's base of 70 minerals is what accounts for its unbelievable 95% reorder rate. The average person notices a tremendous difference within 4 or 5 weeks. Now check it out by visiting the website immuno150.com. That's immuno150.com or call toll free 888-316-2224. That's 888-316-2224.
You're familiar with Range Magazine, packed with hard, cold facts regarding the battles we face out on the range and at home. Beyond the battles are beauty and pictures and words that will take you to another place and time. CJ and Range Magazine have produced a line of hardbound books that should be a part of your home library. The most recent publication is Cowboys and Critters, containing unique photos of the people and animals that make up the ranching world. These beautiful books, which make fantastic gifts, have won numerous awards, such as the prestigious Wrangler Award, First Place in Journalism, Will Rogers Gold Medal Award. So many honors, great photos, and wonderful poems and stories of the West. Reflections of the West, Brushstrokes and Balladeers, The M-Bar, The Call of the Cow Country. You can't resist the art and cowboy poetry books. Visit rangemagazine.com for a complete list of prices. Call 1-800-RANGE-4-U. That's 1-800-726-4348. Be sure to let them know Beth Ann sent you.
For centuries, those who raise, breed, and work with animals have been revered and lauded for what they do. Today, across America, the rights to own and raise animals are under attack by animal rights activists and their increased influence on government and non-government agencies. This onslaught regularly violates protection from illegal search and seizure and a citizen's right to due process of the law, all of which are outlined specifically in the U.S. Constitution. Protect your animals, your animal enterprise, and your property from this abuse of power with a membership to the Cavalry Group. Membership provides immediate access to their team to protect law-abiding animal owners and animal enterprise against unwarranted search and seizure and false claims. They also work to protect their members' interests legislatively at the local, state, and federal levels. Get the shield that protects you, your animals, and your property. Join the Cavalry Group today. Call 855-748-4210 or go to their website at thecavalrygroup.com.
Hi, this is Beth Ann. The inventor and CEO of MyPillow is always looking for ways to solve everyday problems. Have you ever picked up a towel set because it felt so soft in the store, but then when you got it home and tried to use it, it wasn't absorbent at all? That's why MyPillow has developed the MyPillow towels. Towels that work. I know, it's mind-blowing. Towels that actually will dry you. They're debuting the MyPillow six-piece towel set that includes two bath towels, two hand towels, and two washcloths. They come in a variety of colors, and right now you can buy one and get one free with the promo code BethAnn. Go to MyPillow.com now and click on the Radio Listener Special. MyPillow products come with a 10-year warranty with their 60-day money-back guarantee. To get your buy one, get one free MyPillow towel set, go to MyPillow.com, click on the Radio Listener Special, and enter promo code BethAnn, or call 1-800-978-6168. That's MyPillow.com, and the promo code is BethAnn. And we have returned to listening to CSC Talk Radio. This is Beth Ann. So, Bill Maher, maybe not intentionally, but he told the truth about abortion. And he said, they're just telling people that the left, that the right hates women, and that's why they want everybody not to have abortions. But that's not the truth. And he says that's not true. That's just made up. And he admits that people who support abortion know that it's murder, and they're really okay with it. And that's what he said. They think that sexual liberation is more important than protecting babies, or that keeping mothers working to produce wealth and others is more important than love. Fifth, he acknowledges that the population control agenda is another major reason why they kill babies on an industrial scale. Maher justifies the murder of babies as the basis that there's 8 billion people in the world. And I wrote on there, so if it's crowded, you go first. So this is coming from LifeSite News, and of course they're encouraging us to not be afraid to speak up and tell the truth about abortion. I mentioned to you earlier in the week that Mark Levin on his show Sunday night talked about abortion. He said Republicans need to be talking about it. Now,
we don't all see eye to eye on when it's okay to have an abortion. But if it's a life, it's a life the whole time. And I, like I said, I'm not going to judge a woman that's had one. I know of someone whose parents forced her when she was a teenager to have an abortion. And she regrets that. It says here that Bill Maher revealed the cold-heartedness and the cruelty and the callousness of those who support abortion. Speaking of the murdering of babies, he says, "We won't miss you." How cold-hearted is that? I held some babies this week. One was a one-year-old. You didn't hold her very long. She was on the move. But the one-and-a-half-month-old, not quite 2 months old, adorable and so vulnerable, so dependent on adults to feed them, to change them, to kiss them. Babies need kissed. And you can't help but kiss a baby when you hold them. I can't stop, even if it's not my child or my grandchild. You have to kiss the babies. Babies are just beautiful in all things. We took a walk around the park yesterday evening, and it was my husband and Rudy and I, and an eagle was circling, and the wind is blowing, so I don't think fishing was good. The eagle was circling, and there we'd seen earlier in the week a pair of Canadian geese, a pair, mom and daddy, and one little baby. Still had down on it. We believe that eagle was circling to get that little baby. And I said, "Don't you touch that baby. You leave that baby alone." No, it's a way of life. We love watching the eagle, and I guess he's got to eat. He didn't have to eat that baby. I think he already ate some of them because they only had one baby. So he's coming back for seconds, I guess. I don't know. Abortion is something America has been plagued with. It was a lie from the beginning. So in an article that I had and I was looking at over Carrie Lake and her and Trump saying Arizona went too far because they went all the way back to pre-Civil War and said it's only in the case of the life of the mother. And they said that was going too far. Well, how far must you go? Where is that stop sign when it comes to saving a life? I don't have all the answers. I just know it's either a life or it's not a life. And of course, I believe it's a life from the day of conception. And they believe that, too, if it comes to an eagle egg or some other kind of endangered species that they've put on a list. And they will fine you and put you in prison if you take a feather or if you do anything to disrupt the dirt for some bug that they think is rare, beautiful. But it's okay to kill a baby. They're evil. They're vicious. And they hate women. They hate women. Not us. We're trying to save the lives. They hate women. Meaning the left, the Katie Couric's and Bill Maher's and all the others that think you should. Hillary Clinton, Nancy Pelosi. Put the baby over here and then we'll decide whether that baby should live or die. How cruel. There is a Democrat mayor, we're moving on here, that has taken funds away. This is how much they hate this country and you. They've taken the funds away in this city and from the police so that they will have money to take care of the illegal aliens. $8 million to support illegals. This is Denver Mayor Mike Johnston. He's a Democrat there in Colorado. Has announced a new spending package that will find the hordes of illegal aliens flooding into the state, including cutting the city police department's budget by $8 million in order to support illegals. So we got all these illegals, and not every one of them is a convict, but I'd say the majority of them don't live by our standards. They don't live by our laws. We know they don't, or they wouldn't be in here illegally. So they have no respect for Americans' laws. And then we remove the ability of the police to keep the citizens safe. You have to ask yourself, why do they hate this country so much? Why? I had so many articles that I am not going to get to. And I guess I just get all excited when I'm reading things in the morning. This one I have been saving. Let's go to Johnson, because I said I would talk about Speaker Mike Johnson. I'm going to put it out here right now. I do not think the best thing, the best interest in Congress right now is to get rid of the Speaker. I do think the Speaker needs to hear from you. And I think he needs to hear very loudly from you. And frequently. So here we have some good things he's done. It says Speaker Johnson is to put Democrats on record with vote of proof for citizenship to vote. Now, my son called me last night, one of my sons, and we were talking about the election. He goes, why can't we have like a stub? You get a number when you vote, and you could go to the website and make sure that your number voted exactly like you voted. I said, well, then that's digital. I said, I'd like to see everything the other way around. He said, but it's there. I said, you mean like getting a stub from the dry cleaner? And you got your number? He goes, exactly. I said, well, that's interesting. Something to think about. Your vote would be registered and numbered.
You have to work on the confidentiality issues, but I'm sure if you could figure it out.
Why couldn't it be? That's a question for Linda when we have her at the conference. Can we number the votes? Hey, I'm number 3,233 or something, and there's your number. How did you vote? Wait a minute. I didn't vote for him. I voted for her. Interesting thought. You know, the young generation, they're all into computers. You're listening to CSE Talk Radio. Well, let's talk about Mike Johnson when we come back.
Have you heard about vine-to-bar chocolate? It's the winemaker's chocolate, the world's first chocolate made with well-vined Chardonnay marc from the beautiful coastal vineyards of North America. Gently pressed grapes are harvested after juicing, dried and finely milled and carefully blended into the finest dark chocolate. The Chardonnay marc contains highly beneficial grape nutrients, flavanols, and has a natural sweetness that flavors the luscious dark chocolate. Mouthwatering, flavorful, delectable dark chocolate goodness with Chardonnay sweetness and beneficial nutrients. And it's alcohol-free, too. It's vine-to-bar chocolate. Order some today at vine-to-bar.com. That's vinetobar.com. Cold shipped to your door, it's vine-to-bar. Vine-to-bar chocolate. Visit us at vine-to-bar.com.
Are you satisfied with the benefit you get from expensive nutritional supplements that contain less than 12 minerals? You can't get much help from 8 or 10 minerals if your body needs 60 minerals every day. The nutritional product Immuno 150 is an incredible supplement that contains 70 plant-derived colloidal minerals plus 80 additional nutrients. This whole month's supply of 150 incredible ingredients is available for $59.95. Immuno 150's base of 70 minerals is what accounts for its unbelievable 95% reorder rate. The average person notices a tremendous difference within 4 or 5 weeks. Now check it out by visiting the website immuno150.com. That's immuno150.com or call toll-free 888-316-2224. That's 888-316-2224.
You can look for the silver lining, or you can strengthen your portfolio with gold and silver. Optimism is planning for your own financial future. Melody Cedarstrom of Discount Gold and Silver Trading has been watching our economy and the banksters for well over 20 years. The U.S. has an unsustainable debt. While the timing of a collapse cannot be predicted, we know the proverbial straw that breaks the camel's back weighs heavier and heavier with each new stimulus and omnibus bill. Because of our debt and the lack of solid backing, those fiat dollars in your pocket continue to deflate in value. However, gold stays true, true wealth. Give Melody Cedarstrom a call at 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. Discount Gold and Silver Trading for all your precious metal needs. And join Melody weekday afternoons at 4 p.m. Eastern Time on Financial Survival Radio. Visit DGScoins.com. That's DGScoins.com.
At CSC Talk Radio, there's always more to say than can fit into the show's four segments. But did you know there's a fifth segment? Several times a week, Beth Ann publishes Beyond the Microphone, the fifth segment. And you can get each publication delivered directly to your email for free. Just go to BethAnnCSCTalkRadio.substack.com and enter your email address to subscribe. Additionally, when you subscribe, you'll be given the opportunity to support the show with a monthly or yearly contribution. You choose. New supporters are always welcome, but you can always subscribe for free. In addition to getting the newest issue delivered to your inbox, you can browse through 100-plus articles on a variety of topics. Just go to BethAnnCSCTalkRadio.substack.com to subscribe today and dive deeper into the important topics that bring America home.
And we have returned to listening to CSC Talk Radio. This is Beth Ann. Through the commercial, we had quite a conversation between my producer and Rudy and I and somebody on Facebook. We're talking about the election stuff. I think we could figure it all out, but privacy is important. And I guess if you went online, maybe somebody could figure out what your number was. I don't know if the numbers are taken random instead of in sequence as you come in, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, you know, if they just throw a number. But anyway, everyone needs to be... You need to be a citizen to vote, and that was what this was about. Proof of citizenship to vote. And I don't know why anyone thinks that that's a problem. Because it only makes common sense. I guess it's only a problem to intellectuals because they have no common sense. You know, like Katie Couric and Bill Maher. Because they have no common sense. So... he is doing this. I've got two different articles on this where he's pushing this proof of citizenship. That is Johnson. And then it says that, and of course, you know, I got pretty upset. My husband had to scold me. He said they did compromise and maybe it'll be a good thing if Trump gets elected. And that is over the FISA. They did compromise and bring it down to 2 years instead of 4 years or 6 years or whatever it was. And so it can be decided again when we have a new president. Then... I have an article here that Speaker Johnson is undermining Trump on the Ukraine outrages on Ukraine, which outrages the conservatives. And again, vigilance. I put down, who can we trust? Is there anyone in Congress we can trust? And I'm about to the conclusion that there is not. Even the ones I like. I like what they say. I like that they say good stuff, but then they go back and nothing happens. We just hear a bunch of noise. It's like a clanging cymbal. And it does no good. It says here that the U.S. House Speaker Mike Johnson is drawing fire from conservatives in Congress for his pushing of the Rebuilding Economic Prosperity and Opportunity, REPO, Act for Ukrainians. The REPO Act would allow the administration to seize between $5 and $8 billion in Russian assets and use the money to finance Ukraine's recovery. Congressman J.D. Vance said, from Ohio, has noted that the bipartisan legislation could be used by Donald Trump's opponents to control him should he be reelected to another term. Vance notes that the legislation would freeze current sanctions on Russia and would require an act of Congress to change it, okay? So what's going to happen with Congress?
If Trump gets elected, is he going to be facing a Democrat Congress again? Still, he points out, that's a decision the president should be making. According to Politico, earlier this month, Speaker Johnson floated the Russian asset seizure proposal as a way to respond to a Biden administration request for more aid to Ukraine. Johnson also said the Republicans are also weighing an expansion of U.S. natural gas exports to unfund Russia war effort. The conservative resistance to the ongoing flow of aid to Ukraine reflects a growing dissatisfaction with D.C. establishment, Katie, that is placing greater emphasis on looking out for foreign nations and U.S. arms contractors than on the needs of the American people. People, they're making money on these wars. And you're not. I have an article, and it may be Friday when I really get to share this with you. But I've been holding it since Monday. Fundamental unraveling of America. He talks about what Obama said. This is coming from Alban Sadar. Remember, we've talked about that a few times, like a lot. Fundamentally changing America. What does that look like? I think we're seeing what it looks like. It's horrible. It's dark. It's evil. It's putting the people last, not the people first. Putting the establishment first and the people last. It's socialism. It's communism. And that's why Obama and Biden and John Kerry and all them love Iran and hate America. But I think we can understand by now what happened. And Barack Obama has not gone away. He tells in this article that Hillary was supposed to be the anointed new Democrat that was to continue. Actually, I think Obama was going to be the one making the decisions. Continue down the Obama fundamentally changing America path. And they had it fixed. But they didn't fix it good enough. And I love the way he says, but somehow out of nowhere, a wrecking ball named Donald J. Trump collided with the original fundamental transformation plan. Oh, and they're angry. Bill Maher's angry. Katie Couric's angry. That gal that, I can't remember her name. Griffin, Kathy Griffin. She's angry. They're all angry. But who cares? Because you know what I believe? I believe you and I are the majority. That's why I wish that CSC Talk Radio was on every little small station across this country. Every rural station. So that we could take this country back. Because we can speak common sense. We may not agree on everything. But we can at least talk about it. Like we did during the commercial. We could talk about the good and the bad of this situation. Should we number the count? Number the voters. Your vote. So you can look and see if somebody tracked it. I think they have some way of doing that now because I know people said they didn't vote twice and they didn't already vote and they had them down as already voting when they walked in the voting poll precinct. This guy lists the fundamentally unraveling of America. And another article that I had talks about what has happened. And he gives the evilness. It's the power of moderate populism. So I think on Friday, we're going to have Melody Cedarstrom with us tomorrow. We may kick Katie Couric around a little bit tomorrow. But the moderate populism, he goes through a tweet or an X or whatever you want to call him. I can't get used to that. That Elon Musk made. He said, this is Elon. My positions are centrist. Secure borders, safe and clean cities, don't bankrupt America with spending, racism against any race is wrong, no sterilization below age of consent. And then this guy that wrote this article is Edward Ring. We've shared his before. He's a smart guy. He goes through each one of those things and he proves that Trump is not a right winger. He's just a moderate guy. Everything he's doing is just moderate. It's not right wing. Who started that right wing? Was that Hillary Clinton when they were accusing Bill of sleeping around and raping people and all that kind of stuff? I think it was a right wing conspiracy against her husband. Well, you know what? I'm sick and tired of the left wing conspiracy to fundamentally change America, because I like what our founding fathers did. We can always improve. But it's time that we stood vigilant. We were not afraid to call evil evil and bring America home. God bless each one of you.
Looking for someone to educate and encourage your group? Invite Beth Ann and her Bring America Home message to your community or event. Call 573-796-2166 or email rudys@csctalkradio.com to invite Beth Ann to speak at your next event. Beth Ann has been behind the microphone for almost 30 years fighting to bring America home. She brings her unique perspective, drawing from her many life experiences and her love for God and country. As a young girl, her family moved from the big city to a small rural community where she would grow up, marry her husband, and together raise five sons. Along the way, she worked in factories, retail, sales, and medical clinic, and now lights up the airwaves on CSE Talk Radio. As the D.C. occupiers continue to drive our society into socialism and anarchy, the message to bring America home grows more crucial by the day. Beth Ann brings that message with contagious passion wherever she speaks. Schedule Beth Ann to speak to your group today by calling 573-796-2166.
Oh, beautiful for spacious skies, for amber waves of grain, for companies that stay with us through thick and thin and pain. Join us as we celebrate the companies who support this nation, support CSC Talk Radio. Our All-American Market page hosts companies who are now affiliates and sponsors of CSC Talk Radio. My Pillow, McCall's Candles, Liberty Tabletop, and there's more to come. Whether you contact them via website or by phone, you have to use the promo code BETHANN. These companies have endured the economic storms of bad trade policies and U.S. regulations, and they have earned your business. They take pride in their products. So visit the new webpage, csctalkradio.com, and click on the All-American Market button. That's csctalkradio.com, All-American Market button. And always use the promo code BETHANN.
You can look for the silver lining, or you can strengthen your portfolio with gold and silver. Optimism is planning for your own financial future. Melody Cedarstrom of Discount Gold and Silver Trading has been watching our economy and the banksters for well over 20 years. The U.S. has an unsustainable debt. While the timing of a collapse cannot be predicted, we know the proverbial straw that breaks the camel's back weighs heavier and heavier with each new stimulus and omnibus bill. Because of our debt and the lack of solid backing, those fiat dollars in your pocket continue to deflate in value. However, gold stays true, true wealth. Give Melody Cedarstrom a call at 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. Discount Gold and Silver Trading for all your precious metal needs. And join Melody weekday afternoons at 4 p.m. Eastern Time on Financial Survival Radio. Visit DGScoins.com. That's DGScoins.com.